Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, the game on this Tuesday. Hope you had a man. Hope you have had a great day so far. Y'all are cracking me up with the answers to our question, which is who would play who in a Titans biopic? Drew Barrymore is Amy Adams Strunk. What about Amy Adams as Amy Adams?
No, no one wants to see her in a movie. Not at all.
Isn't there an actress?
Oh,
called Amy
yeah,
Adams?
No. They're, yeah, I get it, but. Yeah.
Owen Wilson is Callahan.
I mean, you just go on and on. But I think we've got it cast. I mean, Amy's got to be Kathy Bates. We got that.
Okay, we got a call during the break about who would play Bud Adams. Perfect. And we both were just like, all right, Gary Busey. Josh and Dixon said John Goodman is Bud Adams, but
he's lost like 200 pounds. I mean, he looks
you know who
good.
John, you know who John Adam or John Goodman could play? Bruce Matthews. You could have him be Bruce. Sort of.
Yeah. I mean, Bruce could be played by Dave Bautista.
That too.
By the way, and Chris Sanders and I talked about this on Sunday. Bruce Matthews has the hairiest back of any man that's ever walked planet Earth.
Ron says Bozo the Clown plays Brian. All right. One more. Andrew from Dover, and then we'll move on. Sam Elliott is Jeff Fisher. Mustache.
Okay.
Roseanne Barr is Amy Adams.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Big Joe cameo is Floyd Reese.
Nah, we don't want to see that.
Ashton Jeanty is Derrick Henry. Will Ferrell is John Robinson.
It's a pretty good one. Can I tell you a funny story that Chris Sanders told me about Bud Adams and Bruce Matthews? He said that one time Bruce Matthews went to the locker room after a game, like the first game of the year, and they moved the nameplates from the lockers. So, like, Chris Sanders became
– that was for Bud.
Yeah. So they'd
you
move
said
the
Bruce, but yeah, Bud.
Well, Bruce would move the nameplates.
Right.
And then Bud would walk in, and then you'd walk up, and it wouldn't be
– yeah.
You know, you'd go up to like –
because he'd walk up to Chris and be like, Derek, how you
yeah,
doing?
Good right? game today. All that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And I said to him, he goes, everybody just laugh. Just everybody laughed and he'd leave and that was it. I'm like, he did it to the owner. He did it to the owner of the team. He
switched
the nameplate to the locker room.
There's one person on that roster that could have gotten away with that, and that was Bruce.
True.
Like maybe Steve or Eddie, but Bruce. Everybody knew Bruce was the prankster.
19 years.
Floyd told me one time that he kind of had an unwritten rule that nobody on the offensive line could make more than Bruce. That basically, like, if there was an offensive lineman that wanted more money, he's like, give me a number, and he'd come back and counter, and that number would be right under Bruce. He goes, I'm not going above that.
I see it.
And that the general consensus was, okay, yeah, I'm cool with that. Like, everybody kind
of
knew that.
Yeah, because he's one of the greatest linemen of all time that have ever played. So, yeah. And it's funny because him and Munchak are both in the Hall of Fame, and they were together on that line. It's very rare you find two offensive linemen on the same unit, on the same squad in the Hall of Fame, and those two are.
Well, I mean, there's probably – like, I think B-Hop could have been in more consideration for the Hall of Fame if not for Ogden.
And Tony Boselli.
And Tony Boselli, yeah.
And there's a few other left tackles that go more prominent.
I mean,
you're playing in Nashville.
Right.
And that's the thing. You're playing in – it's funny how Nashville gets no publicity until they're 0-4. Now, it was one of the top stories on ESPN today. I mean, you see everything that goes on. You would think at 0-4, nobody talks about the Saints.
Yeah.
Saints, terrible. Nobody talks about them. But for some reason, now that the Titans are 0-4, everybody talks about them.
Yeah. Dylan says Samuel L. Jackson could be Sebastian Joseph Day the way he was dropping curse words that whole interview.
And Samuel Jackson probably gets better effort than Sebastian Joseph Day has given the first four games.
Maybe. I mean – that continues to be the discussion under the coordinator's talk today. You'll appreciate this. I don't know if we have the audio, but so both the play caller and the guy with the title of offensive coordinator, Nick Holtz, speaks.
Why?
And Holtz was basically asked, so what exactly do you do now?
Oh, yes.
So.
Is there a reply? Did he?
Yeah, he gave an answer. I think it was Kaharski that asked it.
But that's a legitimate question. You are the offensive coordinator.
So what do you do
here? You don't call plays. Yeah, so what do you do here? Yeah, what do you do? make suggestions like he taught us, all that. It's just nonsense.
He said Nick Holtz on not getting play calling and what he does. And there's a video.
Oh.
But I will say this. Kaharsky posted this picture of Denard Wilson. And like, does this look not sum up the Titans right now?
Poor guy.
That look right there is just like, yeah, here we are.
I again, now you got to go on the road and face Kyler Murray and that team, which is putting things together. Not bad out there in Arizona looking for a win.
I think they're
hungry.
A middle-of-the-pack team, but they're better than this team.
Everybody's better than this team.
Right. Maybe the Jets.
Jets score points.
That's true. They're still pretty bad.
Competitive. They're terrible. I mean, they're really bad. So the Saints, the Jets, and the Titans.
I saw somebody on Twitter last night go, honest question, could Vandy beat the Titans? And the answer to that is no. But like, it's funny.
The worst football team in the National Football League, the Titans, would beat the number one ranked team, Ohio State, 60-0. I'm telling you right now. This is such a dumb argument that we always come up with.
But, all right, let me ask this. Has the argument changed a little bit now that you're – and I know you're still getting like 30, you know, years older and above, but college football is so much more of a pro sport now.
No, you still – the best team in college would get stomped by the worst team in the NFL. It's just the way it happens.
Yeah.
But the problem is – If that happened,
kind of want to see it now, and you could almost pull it off because you can pay the players.
But what's in it for the Titans?
Nothing.
You're supposed to win.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Tennessee?
But if like Georgia beat the Titans, like what was that? I mean, that would be just
insanity. Yeah, it'd be insanity, but it won't happen. I mean, they used to have a thing back in the day where the top college team players would play one of the best teams. It was the All-Star game.
Yeah.
This is in the 60s and 70s. They stopped that nonsense, what they should have. But it was stop talking. Back when Alabama was good, Alabama could beat Jacksonville. No, they couldn't.
Yeah.
You're not beating a pro team. You're not beating a pro team. Sorry, you can't. As much as you love your Alabama Crimson Tide, you're not beating a pro team.
Here was Nick Holtz when asked about what he does.
It really didn't change my role very much. You know, I'm kind of – I was a play caller before, so I'm still not, and which is totally fine. And the go back to the rest of it.
Well,
how does it change?
I mean, I think people want more insight into
what I do. So, you know, I'm in each game plan meeting. You know, I'm in every one with run game, all the pass game meetings, everything like that. So do that, handle all the scripting, kind of organize the offense, install the offense in front of the unit. Give the unit meetings, so there's plenty of work there.
Okay, you know what? It just hit me what he is. If the three of us,
secretary,
if the three, no, I'm gonna worse. The three of us are in a room, right?
Okay,
and you and Dr. Crane write a song. Because I was sitting in the room with you, I essentially get songwriting credits, even though I didn't do anything. That's him.
So he's not doing anything.
That's what it sounds like.
It does sound a lot like that.
Like when he goes like, well, you know, I'm still not calling plays, which is fine.
So sad.
I kind of felt bad for him. Like, dude, are you just here?
Okay, do you mind? Can you play it again? Now that we've heard it, I want to process it again. Do you mind?
It really didn't change my role very much. You know, I was a play caller before, so I'm still not, and which is totally fine. And the go back to the rest of it.
Yes.
Well,
how does it change?
I mean, I think people want more insight into
what I do. So, you know, I'm in each game plan meeting. You know, I'm in every one with run game, all the pass game meetings, everything like that. So do that, handle all the scripting, kind of organize the offense, install the offense in front of the unit, give the unit meetings. So there's plenty of work there.
I get the paper, bring the paper in that people can write
it
on.
It sounds like it's really bad important. Corporate teams call. I mean, it's like, what are you doing here? You know, it's like me when I worked in the corporate world. I just made stuff up. I don't know. Fake schedules so I could listen to Chase on the show. And I still like the interview you did with Sticks. That was really good. I remember every bit of that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, and it's kind of like he is like, he kind of snickered at himself. Like, I really don't know what to do around here either. I'm like,
Kevin goes, that's like taking the trash out. Well, I had to go grab a new bag, and I had to take the top off the can and tie up the old bag. And, you know, it's like he's that guy.
Did he not expect that question?
Sure.
Why would you trot him out there? This is complete. This is part of the problem with the Titans. This is insanity. You don't need to bring this guy out. You already got a coordinator now, a guy who calls plays, and Bo Hardigree. Did he not come out today?
He did.
Okay.
We just got this on the text line, and it's from SpongeBob. It goes, if you ever feel useless, remember there's a lifeguard in SpongeBob who saves the fish from drowning. Well done, Kevin.
My goodness. But you know what? Dr. Crane had a good point about the OC in name. They thought this was going to go so well. Brian Callahan thought this was going to go so well that Nick Holtz was going to be Brian Callahan 2.0 and get a head coaching job out of this. And no, it ain't happening because you're 3-18.
Yeah. It did not happen. 615-737. So what exactly do you do here? 615-737-1025. It's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. More coming. 1025 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game on this Tuesday. Is this ladies' night? Let's go. All right.
I can see. Dr. Crane, you'd have been a hit in the 70s. Disco, Studio 54, all that stuff. Coming in with your the big collars and everything. You'd be great. And your boots, like looked like Electric Slide. And then go to the right here. Yeah, I can see you doing that.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
I can totally see it, too. I don't even remember what we were talking about. I'm just like, I'm feeling good now. 6142 says that Holtz comment was straight out of The Office, pure satire.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've been talking about this for a year and a half now. I remember the day when that call, we said they had an OC, and I remember talking, I was like, OC, but he doesn't call the plays. And I got laughed at, like, oh, OC. And then you realize, I was right. Okay, OC, coordinator, right? You're not calling anything. And it just drove me crazy. It still does.
So let me ask you this. And we'll get to Steven's call in a second. But I thought about this after the show yesterday. You know, it's not if, it's when they make a coaching change. So let's say they wait till the offseason or whatever. They fire him. Typically speaking, it isn't always the case, but typically speaking, if you had an offensive guy before, you go defense. And if you had a defensive guy, you go offense.
Sure.
So let's say they want to bring – and I think they should bring in a defensive-minded head coach – and then go hire, you know, an offensive coordinator that's going to be really good with the quarterback, knowing that you may only have him for, you know, 2 years or and then he's going to go get a head coaching job. Whatever. I don't care. That's fine. What if they hire Jim Schwartz to be the head coach?
Never happened.
Why?
Doesn't want it. Out of the game.
He's the defensive coordinator of Cleveland.
Bad.
He's not out of the game.
Well, I mean, he's –
and he was just here.
I just don't think – I don't think he wants that responsibility anymore. You know, I think, you know, he's been removed from that as a head coach. I don't think he wants – I personally –
so you think he
think.
Just wants to be a DC?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I just don't – I think they
– I think he got –
something new.
I don't – I like – because there's just to me, you know, you brought up Robert Saleh. I don't hate that one. The guy, Flores, I don't think she would hire because he sued the league. I think somebody's going to give him a chance, but I don't think it would be the Titans. You know, Spagnuolo was a terrible head coach.
He was, but the Rams.
I mean, Schwartz wasn't great, but he also wasn't terrible.
Okay. So I'm looking. He's coordinator now, third year at the Browns. I mean, it's just, you know, his record as a head coach is 29-51, went to one postseason game. The entire time with the – and I get he took over a team that was 0-16 in 2008. I just don't – know. We need to quit going back to that – the Titans tie-in. Just hire a good coach, and that's it.
So you don't think he's a good coach?
A head coach, no. I want a head – it's coordinator, fine. And I – great. But as a head coach, no.
Okay. 615-737-1025. Steven wants to weigh in on Nick Holt. Steven, what you got?
Hey, on his answer for, you know, the office space, you know, what it is that you do.
Yes.
Well, in the military, you have to have a letter of recommendation for an award. If you did something really awesome that someone noticed, a letter of recommendation has to be written by someone else for you to say, hey, this guy deserves this award. A lookup letter of recommend or military letter of recommendation for changing a light bulb to read it on air if you can, but that's exactly the same answer that he gave.
So say it again, changing a light bulb?
Yes, a military award recommendation letter for changing a light bulb.
Now you got me. All right, now I'm curious about this military award recommendation.
Yep, for changing a light bulb.
All right. Am I going to enjoy this when I get there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of writing about nothing, which is the same thing that he wrote. And it basically is changing a light bulb, but in almost a, like, more than two sentences.
Okay. All right. Changing a light bulb is a joke. Okay. I got like 19 things, and one has to do with military veterans, and I'm not going to read that.
Well, if I find it, I'll try to read it to you guys later.
Okay? All right. Okay.
Do it. Thank you,
Steven. Right, bye. Yeah, I couldn't find it either. It says like, there is no military award given for that.
Then it's like green light a vet. I'm like, I don't know what that means, and I'm not going to do anything that makes fun of our veterans, so yeah, I'll just skip on that down. But, I mean, that was a whole lot of nothing. And then the picture you sent us about Holtz up there, why would you send him up there knowing what's awaiting him with these questions? We do want to hear from him. Hardegree, yeah. Denard Wilson, yes. A guy who sits in meetings and probably doodles? No, well, I'm not doing that. I don't want to hear from that guy at all.
Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, it's just.
But are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think Cam Ward's with you too. Because he's like tired of.
How many at the next home game of those t-shirts do we see?
A ton. We ask. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Be a ton of those. People making
my favorite. My favorite part was at the very beginning, you know, somebody asked the toss up question of, you know, well, what'd you think of today? And he goes, we asked, and they're like, what?
Right?
He's like, we asked.
We hit it with Tim for a little bit. Can we bring up after the break the fact that nobody came to his rescue Sunday?
Yeah.
That really bothers me.
We'll talk about that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Don't want to get you in trouble on this, but did you get any explanation on how the penalty wasn't called on the hit to the helmet right in front of you?
I did not. I made a lot of stink about it to those guys, and I kept asking them how did we not see that? You know, and those are always when there's that many guys on the boundary, and you know, it was two or three guys in front of him, and he got a pretty good shot right on the top of his head, and I was mad about it. Certainly that wasn't called. I felt like that should have been a penalty, and again, you can't control what they call and don't call, but you know, I felt like that was a pretty clear roughing the passer.
That was Brian Callahan yesterday meeting with the media. By the way, top of the ninth, the Tigers lead the Guardians 2-1 in game one of the wild card series. Padres up on the Cubbies 1-0 in the middle of the second inning. The baseball playoffs underway.
Yay! Does it mean it's getting over with soon?
Soon, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. But all right, so you...
You're amazed at my hatred for baseball, and I love it.
No, because you went to a baseball game, and you're like, okay, I kind of missed this. I kind of enjoyed it.
What happened during the game?
And then you fell asleep.
I fell asleep, yeah.
Yeah.
And I had 19 pitchers waiting on me, and I woke up.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I know the feeling. No, I look, when Cam got hit in the first quarter of the day, I mean, it was a bad hit. I was like, all right, who's got him? Who's got his back, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big Taylor Lewan fan. What would Taylor Lewan have done?
Thrown a punch.
Gone after him, right? Yeah. Nobody can. And I know Tim talk about the fines. I get that. But at some point, you got to defend your guy, man. And nobody defended him.
Yeah.
Nobody went out and – because Aziz Al-Shaarir is we know what a jerk he is. I mean, he's a bad player. You let him get away with that. I mean, no, if you call it a penalty or not, but that's my guy. You're not hitting my guy. You're not. And nobody came to his defense, which means there's a lot of people on that team that just don't care. And that's bad.
I'm reading through these texts, sorry.
That's okay.
No, but you're right. And there was nobody. I don't know. I just this team is just bad in all the. I mean, there's just so many bad players. And
yeah.
It's just like, I feel like they're doing, you know, and I forgot who it was. I think called in yesterday and said, like, well, you know, Jeffrey Simmons needed to do something about that. Well, he can't come off the sideline. Like, you know, he's not on the field when that's happening. So I don't necessarily want the defensive guy running off, you know.
But your lineman, where's Kevin Zeitler right. is standing there.
Yeah.
It's like this. You take your dog out for a dump and he dumps in your neighbor's yard and you don't have a bag. And you pretend like that didn't happen,
yeah.
and your neighbor's looking at you and like, not my dog. Yeah. You know it's your dog.
Right.
Kevin Zeitler's the same way. He's just standing there.
Yeah.
Defend your quarterback at some point. Was it, help me out, text line, was it Charles Oakley that the Bulls got for Jordan? Or is it Rodman? Was it Oakley?
Yeah.
You hit my guy. Here's my guy going to hit you. You need an enforcer. And
did they get him from the Bad Boys to help take on the Bad Boys?
I think they got him from the Knicks.
Or the Knicks.
Maybe. One of those things. But
Rodman, it was to battle the Bad Boys.
Yeah, but Rodman was part of that. Rodman was one thing. You hit my guy, I'm going to get you back. Titans have no grit. Nobody came to his defense, man. And I got a bigger problem with that, and I think with them not scoring any points. Because if you know nobody's got your back, then who are you playing for?
Right.
It's – whole new dynamic.
No, I don't think there's just a lot of little things that have added up to big things that have come out about this team that just kind of makes me they're just not good.
What's the maddest you've seen Callahan?
I feel like there was something like with Levis. Yeah. What the are you doing?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, he was mad.
Yeah.
Is that the Packers game? The Colts game.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, one of those that they lost.
Gino says, LaJuan would have been in that guy's face immediately, wouldn't have taken a well-deserved penalty, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Would have.
Yep.
Oh, he'd have gotten kicked out.
I mean, don't swing at him. Go tackle him.
That's the thing. LaJuan would have swung at him.
I go tackle him. And then you get unsportsmanlike, and then you guys fight about that. You swing at him, it's a different world. But I'd go tackle him. And when I got you on the ground, then I'm punching you.
Do you know, is that what this team needs? They just need an all-out brawl?
Probably.
And get like six guys thrown out, but at the same time, it's like, okay.
I got to see some sort of fight. I mean, that game Sunday might have been.
I know what you're doing, Paul.
Might have been the worst Tennessee Titans football game they've ever played since 1999. I'm not counting the 97-98 season. The 04 team was awful. 05 was close. 14 was bad. But that what we saw on Sunday was hot garbage.
Was the 04 team was just hurt, though, right?
Salary cap, hurt. I mean, things were coming to an end there. 05 was bad because they ended up, you know, 04, because of 04, they got a good draft choice in 05, which was Pac-Man, like came at number 6, and that was a disaster, too. And then they went, I think, 4-12 or something, which enabled them to get the number 3 pick in 06, which they took with Vince Young.
Right. Yep. Okay. I remember that.
It just goes on and on. It's funny. I'd love to sit here and talk about Super Bowl trips and great playoff runs, but in fact, we're sitting there like talking like, yeah, didn't happen. I mean, 02 and 03 was a lot of fun. 04, 05, 06. 07, they got back to the playoffs, lost to the Chargers. 08 went 10-0. Favre beat him here. They go 13-3. Get knocked out by Derek Mason and the Ravens.
4667 says they don't need an all-out brawl. These guys couldn't whip butter. you guys got to remember, this team has been penalized so much in the first few games of the season that they are probably being preached to stop taking dumb penalties.
Doesn't work.
There's probably
some
truth to that. Yeah, no, I hadn't. Your quarterback gets his head taken off and you're going to listen, but you can't stay onside.
Right. And do all that stuff. Yes. Right. It's just, there's a lot of things that go on. Then, you know, and we're going to see, and again, this Sunday, we're going to be watching again. Cause is this it for him on Sunday? If it's the same performance this Sunday's last Sunday, how does he keep his job? You got to make a change.
How has he kept his job through the first four games?
So. You got to make a change. You're 0-5, and you see that again?
Yeah.
He'll be all right. He's got a nice fat contract, which pays him millions. He'll be fine.
When we're sitting there in Vegas against the Raiders, because we're going, is he the coach?
No. I think if it's as bad this week, he comes back, and well, they might be staying out there.
No, I think they're coming back, because according to the media schedule – he would be at the facility on Monday.
Okay. All right. That's a change.
Yeah.
Which I think staying out there is stupid. He'd be back here in town in 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, see, I saw that and I was like, I'm wondering if they had originally planned to stay out there and now they're like, no, why don't we come back?
But I ascribe to what you said earlier. You don't fire him after Vrabel.
No.
Because then it was like a knee-jerk reaction.
You either do it. Like, I think, honestly, this would be the week. Like, if they lose to Arizona, that's when I would go ahead and do it.
If it's not this week, he rides the season out. You know, and I hope you look.
It could be turning around. It could be after the Raiders, but, like, yeah.
You know, go 13-4.
Or you wait till the bye.
Yeah, go 13-4. Turn it around. That's, I would love to see it. Going to happen? Probably not. But at the same time, you got to do something. And if you're not going to do it now, then just wait till the end of the year.
Matthew in Nashville says Callahan is gone before Halloween.
That means he comes back.
Do you think that they think about, because I'm pretty sure, I mean, there's not many coaches that have been fired in September. It's usually October.
Right.
And do you think they think about that? Like, well, we don't want to be that. Let's let him get to October.
It could be. You know, I think Mike McDaniel might have been fired had they lost last night. And you don't be the first. It's like, oh, here's why we're doing things.
I do buy into that. I think that there is a little bit of, let's give him every opportunity to pull out of this so then we can say, hey, we gave him every opportunity.
Sure. Yeah. Even better.
They're trying to save face as much as they can.
Well, of course they are. They don't want to be – I mean, you don't want to keep firing coaches, but hire the right coach that comes in there and does this. But I think, you know, with – you come back, you got Raiders, you got Vrabel, you go to Indianapolis, you got the Chargers, and then you got a bye week. I just think if it's 0-5, it's done.
Here's what Titans fans need to prepare themselves for. Because you all throw – like I've seen the text. You all throw out Mike McCarthy or John Gruden or whatever. I think Arkansas may hire John Gruden. That would be a smart move on their part if he goes to college.
Gets that Walmart money, he will.
Oh, yeah. But Mike McCarthy is going to be – whether he should be or not, is going to be the top coach that's available. Because he's got a Super Bowl ring. You can say what you want about him. The fact of the matter is, he's got a ring. And there's a lot of guys out there that don't. So that moves him to the top of the list. When you're at the top of the list, you get to choose in all the open jobs. Why would he want to come here?
Exactly.
No. Like, John Gruden. Why would he want to come here? Now, he's not going to have as much of a choice, because I think there are going to be some teams that don't want to touch him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your baseball's on behind you. It's 2-1 Detroit over Cleveland. They had a runner on third, one out. A guy bounces one to the pitcher. The runner on third starts going home like an idiot, gets caught in a rundown, is tagged out.
Sounds like he's invested, Chase.
It does sound like he's invested.
What does that mean?
That you're invested in this game.
Oh, stop.
You like baseball. Just,
I like drama. I like, and this guy screwed up.
When
he tried
it doesn't
to be cool
involve
about
you.
It. Love drama is involved. I'm not a fan. I like the Tigers with the white hat, not the with the white logo. But
oh, instead of that, yeah. Because Magnum wore the white. Magnum one. Wore that one.
He had. I thought he had the red, the orange, whatever. That one. He did not wear that one. He had the white one.
Yeah, you're right. Why would I argue with you about Magnum?
Magnum PM, Miami Vice. Do not argue with me.
Coming up next. We'll tell you what day it is in celebrity birthdays. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great day so far. DVD coming up in just a few minutes. In the baseball playoffs that Joe doesn't care about, but he was watching intently, the Padres lead the Cubs middle of the third inning, and the Tigers defeated the Guardians in game one of that series 2-1. So congratulations to Jake Lyman and his Detroit Tigers as they have a 1-0 series lead. Best of three, so if they win tomorrow, that one's over.
Isn't Rex Road a big Tigers fan, too?
He is, I believe, yep.
Love that Robbie and Rex Road. 6-9 right here on 102.5 The Game.
So, and then this afternoon, after the George Plaster show, at 5 o'clock, you can hear the Red Sox and the Yankees in that wild card series.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
How cool is that?
Can they both lose?
And then tonight on 102.5 The Game at 7:30, coverage will begin the Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds, which that's Ooh. An old-school rivalry.
That is. That's an NL West rivalry. Okay, I like that. Come on, Reds.
Yep, Hunter Green on the bump for Cincinnati and Snell on the bump for the Dodgers tonight.
Looking forward to it.
I expect a full report tomorrow.
Well, I will tell you right now that you will not get a full report tomorrow. You'll get a full report on something. It will not be that.
Yeah.
All right, with that being said.
Did somebody leak Brian Callahan's number?
I hope not.
That's awesome.
I hope not.
Not awesome, but whatever. With that, let's get to what day is it in celebrity birthdays.
All right, that's just, yeah, no pause anymore. Okay. Nope. First on the list, we have Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Daily.
That's every day.
There you go.
Daily.
Chewing Gum Day is today, so if you like a good Hubba Bubba, there you go.
Bud Walters loves some chewing gum.
Oh, good to know.
He does.
Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day is today.
Oh, that's your avenue, right?
Tablespoon a day, baby. Tablespoon a day. International Blasphemy Rights Day. Interesting on that one. International Podcast Day. Everybody's got one. International Thunderbirds Day.
Especially on YouTube.
Yeah. International Translation Day. Let's see. National Hot Mulled Cider.
What?
Mulled, mulled. Tomato, tomato.
How do you say the word? How's it spelled?
I'm afraid. M-U-L-L-E-D.
Mold?
Mold. That's what I thought. Okay, I had it right first time. All right, cool. National Mud Pack Day is today. Interesting. National Love People Day. Let's see. National Prepare-a-thon Day. National Souffle Potato Day. Orange Shirt Day. And then Time for Yoga Day. It's a good way to wrap up today.
That is a good way to wrap it up. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within two on either side. Chase, you go first. How old is Greg Brady, Barry Williams? How old is Barry Williams today?
71.
84.
71, exactly.
Mm. Heck yeah.
Good job. Two none. Dr. Crane, you're up now. How old is the nanny, Fran Drescher?
80.
Did I just hear David James go, ooh.
72, that's what he said, yeah.
Let's see. I will say 73.
68. Yeah. Still beautiful. Chase, you're up now. The actor Eric Stoltz, how old is he?
Is he on that show Vegas, Las Vegas?
I don't think so. He was Rocky Dennis in The Mask. He's Lance from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, okay.
Where he's eating cereal. Lance, answer the phone!
63.
67.
64. Chase up 3-0. All right, Dr. Crane, you're up now, buddy. Trey Anastasio, the lead singer of Phish.
Huh. Sounds like pistachio. 75.
That's a good guess. 74.
61.
Oh, wow.
Chase, you're now up. How old is her husband created the theme for The Simpsons? How old is Jenna Elfman?
Is she really married to Danny Elfman?
Yeah. I didn't know. Married for years.
She was on, what, Dharma and Greg?
Yeah, that's right.
61.
70.
54. Chase is up 3-0. Going down a few more here. Don't know who that is. Oh, actress, Dr. Crane, this is you. Actress Lacey Chabert? She's been in a bunch of Hallmark movies.
Oh, okay. Like Christmas Hallmarks?
No, like, Laverne Hallmarks. I don't, what do you mean?
Okay. Yes. All right, 55.
Who, he's getting mad.
He is getting mad.
Who was it you were asking?
Lacey Chabert, C-H-A.
Oh, yeah, Party of Five.
Okay, Party of Five.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's pretty. 42.
43. He's up 4-0. All right, Chase, you're up now. Actress Angie Dickinson, policewoman.
62.
67.
94. Oh. Dr. Crane, Johnny Mathis. One of the might be the best singer besides Dean Martin of all time. Johnny Mathis.
83.
79.
90. Chase, singer Marilyn McCoo. You don't have to be a star, baby, to be in my show. Marilyn McCoo, Billy Davis Jr.
85.
88.
82. So close on that one. Dr. Crane, you're up now. Country singer Deborah Allen. She lives here in town.
Deborah Allen is 70.
73.
72. Chase up 5-0. We're not quitting yet. Chase, you're up. Country singer Marty Stewart.
He is 65.
68.
67. Dr. Crane's on the board. 5-1. Dr. Crane, actress Crystal Bernard. She was in Wings.
55.
62.
What'd you say, Dr. Crane?
55.
64. Chase is up 6-1. Two more real quick here. We don't have any sports birthdays. It's a crazy day for sports. Chase, you're up now. How old is Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry?
58.
60.
62. One more, and we'll get out of here. How old is Tony Hale from Veep and Arrested Development, fellow Samford University student?
Who's first?
Go, Chase, you go.
54.
58.
55. Chase wins 7-2. There were no sports birthdays.
Oh, that's okay. Well, good job. With that, let's get to today's matchup. And a good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Because the Bud Adams that with Phil Bredesen in 1995 that signed the thing to come to Nashville, that toupee, I don't know what where forest they found that raccoon to put on his head, because it is an immaculate toupee.
Jay from Laverne says, John Cena is Chad Brinker because you never see him.
So now we got to include Jeff Fisher in this, right? Because you got to do a cutaway to the Super Bowl. Jeff Fisher could be played by only one person.
Jeff Fisher?
Ron Jeremy. Don't Google that, Dr. Crane. Just don't. Just trust us on this.
0388, if you cast Ron Jeremy, you'll have to recast Amy because it becomes a whole new movie. Titans and the Hedgehog? What?
Thanks so long. Hello.
It's still on.
Woo! That's a good one. Rob Riggle, friend of the show years ago.
Not a video.
Yep. Kobayashi. Nom, 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 nom. You cannot find that clip, Dr. Crane. You cannot play that clip.
Yeah,
you're not allowed.
Well, he'll find it. Don't worry.
Am I going to enjoy this when I get there?
What would you say you do here?
What I do? So, you know, I'm in each game plan meeting. You know, I'm in every one with.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Well done, Dr. Crane. That is going to do it for us today.
Our message, we've done this for 2 years, and really thankful to a lot of the men who've reached out to us about the journey you're on, and we tell you every day about how important you are to us. And if you're struggling, need to talk to somebody, you can call on your cell phone, you can dial *988 immediately. You can call or text. Somebody's always there for you. Go to our website, The Chase and Big Joe Show. There's a link to Unity Psychiatric Care, professional, confidential, just great help for you in this world. We tell you all the time that we can't celebrate our success unless we celebrate your success too. That means we need you here, right? So if you're going through a tough time, please talk to someone. Please, I beg of you to talk to someone, because we need you here, because our world is a better place because you are here. I'll tell you all the time that we love you. We mean it. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.